Let's do one on John Halberdier, JohnHalberdier, 12-21-45. Today's 11-27. Chief complaint, TIA, 78-year-old gentleman with no significant past medical history, no evidence, no history of diabetes, hypertension, on or about 11-24, had an episode where he found himself a bit confused, had no neurological deficit, was able to still drive. The symptoms lasted overnight. The next morning he felt better. CT of the head of the next morning revealed microvascular changes. His blood work is up to date. Subsequently was sent for a CTA that was done today, which was completely normal. Period. New paragraph. John is a physician. He's 78 years old. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has children. He has grown children and grandkids. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom died of dementia. Review of system, has had no seizures, no hematemesis, no hematuresis, convulsions, blood work earlier this year with normal limits, no weight loss, no GI symptoms. Has had a bout of skin cancer that was removed by a dermatologist from his scalp. Surgery, third-degree burn related to grafts from the thigh and abdomen to correct that at age 12. The only major health issue has been head injury at age 18, which he was in a coma for a few days and appeared to have completely recovered, period. Blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse 88, respiration is 18 of febrile. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash detail, neurological examinations within normal limits. Number one, TIA. Number two, CT negative. Number three, blood work within normal limits. Number four, he's not taking an aspirin today. Number five, no issues with diabetes. Next number is no sign of hypertension. Number six, CTA of the head and carotid within normal limits. Next number, continue with current medication. Next number, reevaluate patient in the next month or so regarding any recurrence of his symptoms. Thank you.